I would like to add an additional halacha from Simon Samach Aleph, Siv Katan Gimel. It states there, Bekriya Shema Yesh Reish Mem Hei Tevois. The amount of words contained in Kriya Shema equals to 245 words. Uchidei lahashlim ramach keneged evorov shel adam misayim shliach tzibur Hashem Elokeichem Emes. In order to complete the number of words to 248, which corresponds to the number of evorim, limbs, of the human body, the shliach tzibur should conclude the Shema with the three additional words Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then repeat again out loud Hashem Elokeichem Emes. The Rama adds that everyone fulfills the requirement to say 248 words by hearing the words from the mouth of the Shliach Tzibur. Every word must be articulated correctly according to Halacha. Consequently, all 248 evorim of one's body will be fully restored. V'yishlumu loy kol ramach evorov al yidei zeh. What a tremendous segula for just a little more effort. I would like to clarify another extremely important halacha, Simin Samech Beis Siv Katan Aleph. The Mechaber states, even though it is a mitzvah to read Kriya Shema accurately, nevertheless, if he did not pay attention carefully, he has fulfilled, nevertheless, his obligation. To understand this halacha, one must read the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Ein ha'inyan shaloi hizkir ha'tevois v'ha'oisiyois, shebevadai loi yotza. The halacha mentioned here that one is yotzei and has fulfilled his obligation does not apply to one who has omitted words or letters. For if he did, he will definitely not have fulfilled his obligation of reading Kriya Shema. Avol inyan loy dikdeik sheyotza b'de eved or b'de ovad hu sheloy nosan revach bein hadveikim. The halacha of fulfilling one's requirement b'de eved is talking about situations where one did not leave adequate space between words which tend to cleave together, or similar pitfalls, such as in Kriya Shema, Bechol Levavecha. The word Bechol ends with a Lamed. The next word, Levavecha, begins with a Lamed. One must be careful to leave space and articulate clearly the two Lameds, Bechol Levavecha, Al Levavecha, Bechol Levavchem, Va'avadtem mehera eschem me'eretz. Or another example, lema'an tizkiru, where one must be careful in enunciating the Zion and not a sin or a samach. If one sounds a sin, it has the meaning of sechar, reward, and it is as though we were asking for reward for doing the mitzvahs. Or a samach would be from the lashon of vayisacheru ma'ayinois tahoim, which means to dig. The Gemara in Brachos states, v'hamedak deg bohein secharoi shemitzaninin loy gehinoim shehi mido keneged mido שמאחר שהוא מעורר עצמוי בו זה, ומניע אסכימוי הטבעי לדקדק באויסיויס. ובשכר זה, החוים הטבעי שהוא מעורר, mitzaninin loy kinegdoi choyim acher, shehu b'gei hinoim.